The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Bella Magazine. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, 850-437-1620. Pretty woman. There's a pretty woman in the house this morning, Kelly McLeod. She is the publisher for Bella Magazine. And I have to say, the cover of the magazine has one of the prettiest women on it.
Oh,
really?
Thank you.
It's gorgeous.
Don't you love that song? I'm just like jamming
yes,
along
I
the
do.
Pretty woman.
It's a good one.
Get a little pepped up for my pep talk. Little,
yeah, we do it on purpose, girl. But hey, how are you doing? It's great to see you. I feel like you were just here.
I know. When Blink, I saw it and a month goes by. It kind of freaks me out.
I know. I looked the night before to see, okay, who's coming in the morning? I went, Kelly was just here. I feel like she was just here.
Why can't I get rid of her?
No.
She keeps coming back.
No. Not at all. Not at all. Especially people that I know from outside of this experience.
Yeah.
So it's always good to have friends when they come in.
You just get to sit here and people come to you.
It's not bad.
That kind of social life.
Well. And moving on.
And next. Yes,
right.
Our May issue, Just Coasting, literally just came out today.
It's gorgeous. I'm telling y'all, the cover is gorgeous. I looked at it at first because there's a beautiful girl in a beautiful hat. She's beautiful.
Yes, it's model Sarah, I'm going to say it wrong, Voorhees?
Voorhees.
I'm sorry, Sarah.
Sarah Voorhees.
I haven't had enough coffee. I apologize.
But I mean, the background of the beach, it's just, it really is a beautiful photo. Good
it's
grief.
Great. It's great, yeah. And I just kind of love her little sassy look.
You
know?
Yes.
Because we like to be sassy.
They say, you go, girl.
Mm-hmm,
she's
mm-hmm.
doing her thing on the cover. I'm telling you. It's just. But I like the Just Coasting.
Yes. So
that's cute.
So it's our coast issue, but we kind of dug into the mental health side of just coasting through life.
Oh, okay. So this is a usual, you do this every year, at this time every year?
We always do a coastal issue, but then we just kind of, you know, did a different look at kind of different play on a coasting through life and different things that can mean. And how, you know, in today's crazy environment,
Sometimes we
just get on autopilot and we're coasting through and we don't realize that we're missing the good highs and the lows.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also think that we operate today on a stress level very different from 20 years ago.
Exactly.
So we're kind of always in an adrenaline state in a way because we're constantly have our phones in our hands and we're constantly on the computer. We're never disconnected.
Yep.
So it's almost like being in this constant state of stress. Even when you go shopping or something you're actually doing after work.
Right. There's so many sounds and lights coming at you. And then there's the pressure. You got to get in, get out. And
Yeah.
It's a great cover story that talks about ways to recognize that that's the way you're living.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, suggestions on what to do about it. And, of course, one of the number one suggestions is to put your phone down.
Good luck with that. Yeah, because that's I don't want to admit that I'm addicted to my phone, but I have to have it with me all the time.
Oh, yeah. If you walk out of the house without it, panic.
Oh, the worst is when I get in the car on the way to the radio station and realize I left it. It's like, oh, no, I have to have it. Yeah, it's terrible.
It is. But we're dependent on it. I mean, it's got everything. It's got your email, your phone, your text, your bank, your this, your
just
that.
Just everything. Like, yeah, everything. Well, now it's so strange, too, because I remember we had email. And that seemed to be the thing for such a long time. And you can get email on your phone, but people have stopped emailing in a way. Like now they've taken to where the emails aren't long and laborious anymore, or novellas.
Right.
Little mini novellas. Now they're like texts.
Yeah.
They're real short and sweet.
Yep.
Barely say hi. Like people don't do a salutation anymore. They don't say hi. So here's the thing. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever it is they want.
Yeah, the professional rules and etiquette of writing are gone.
Gone with the wind.
I think there's rules about when you call. You'd never leave a voicemail. And only now, I don't know the rules.
I loved voicemail because if someone called and they left me a voicemail, then I would know what they were calling about.
Right.
I mean, I really liked that. Now you just have it. People just call. They don't leave a voicemail.
No, it's just assume that, okay, you need to call them back.
And sometimes I don't see the call.
Yeah.
In my phone. Right.
Same. So I'm one of those people who, you know, the little square on the phone and it has that little red number. Mm-hmm. And yeah, my numbers are like 50 or whatever. So I just ignore them.
Yes.
I could have a new call and never know.
I can, and I miss some. I feel bad because, I called you. You did. Did you leave me a message? No, I don't leave messages. You should call me back. And I never have, I have no idea what it's about, if it's urgent, or they just call in to say, hey, and chat.
And you can't go on vacation or you can't take a couple hours off because you always have the phone with you. There's always texts coming in and I'll be sitting there at 7 a.m. and texts will start coming in. I'm like, I'm just trying to read the news. I need a little downtime, but it's impossible.
I was talking with a friend because there was a time when you walked out of the office at 5:00.
That's it.
You were done. You got in the car, you turned on some music, we're on your way home to be with your family or friends or whatever, go out to happy hour or something like that. And you didn't think about work again till you walked in the office the next day.
And it allowed you to kind of come down and to be calm and your nervous system to settle. Our nervous systems are haywire now.
Yeah. Oh, no question about it.
Yeah.
So what are some of the suggestions in the article? I need some. It's Thursday. It's Friday Eve.
What do I do?
What do I do?
I'll put the phone down.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Carve out the time. Make the time. Mm-hmm. We glorify busyness. And that frustrates me so much. It's
so true.
How are you doing? Oh, I'm so busy. It's like, oh, that's the best answer in the world. No, it's not.
You know, in Europe, they take, I think, the whole month. Some countries take the whole month of August.
Yeah.
The whole country takes the month of August off.
It's accepted. It's what you do. It's expected.
Yeah. And everybody, and it seems to be fine. Nobody's gone underwater yet.
Yep.
So could we adopt that, please? I would love to have like the whole month off. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes. There's definitely some countries that have a different attitude about work. Like it's okay to do a long leisurely lunch.
Germany.
Not be talking about work, but just,
I had a chance to work in Germany at one point and they take a lunch. So I got to work at 9 and then they take a lunch from, I think it was like 11 to 1. And they get out at about 4:30. I was like, what kind of work day is this?
But those hours that you're working are more productive
Absolutely. Yeah.
So it doesn't mean that they're getting less done. They're just more efficient.
Efficient, and I think maybe there's something to taking a break and rest. Yep. You come back re-energized.
Yep.
Whereas I am eating lunch at my desk or skipping it altogether because I'm so busy and I got to answer these emails. I mean, it's crazy.
And then wondering why our brains are like, oh, I can't think.
And then I'm in a state of exhaustion on the weekends.
Exactly.
So getting rid of the phone is one. Making time for yourself is another. That's a good one. What else have they suggested in here?
When taking the time, doing things that intentionally can help your nervous system. So quiet walks in nature, yoga, things like that.
Getting a massage.
Yes. Note to self. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. And there's some places you can do that. It's not that expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to go to the nicest, ritziest salon. Massage parlor or salon in town, you can actually find some places that are pretty reasonable.
Right. We've got a lot of great places. And it's not just about, treat myself or pamper. I mean, it's our muscles need it.
No question about it.
For physical health, it's very important.
So also the mental wellness is a big part of the article here, too. I'm seeing some mental notes here on things to do.
Yeah, we interviewed some great therapists and counselors, and Colleen Donovan Brown suggested she uses RAIN. So R, recognize your feelings and lean towards them.
Mm-hmm.
A, allow feelings to exist instead of trying to talk yourself out of feelings, which I investigate feelings, be curious about the experience, which is the opposite of judgment. It's all about curiosity. Like, well, why do I feel that? Why did that just happen?
Why did that trigger me into a rage?
Yeah, right. But it's true. No, look at everything with curiosity so you can understand it. And nurture. yourself. Be the loving parent for every feeling you are having. We can be so hard on ourselves.
Oh, no question about it.
So hard. We beat ourselves up. And if you do think of yourself as that little kid, cute little Kelly with her cute little hair and her little beady eyes.
I can see the pigtails now.
Would you talk to her the way you talk to yourself? It's crazy.
No, no. And I do. I had an opportunity to work with someone at one point that talked about nurturing the child. And that went back into the 80s, I guess, the child, you know, young children, the child within and all that stuff. Yeah. But there really is something to that.
Yeah, it sounds a little woo-woo.
Yeah, you know? but there really is something to that.
If you just think about things that way when you're talking to yourself, you'll really shift how you talk to your
self. Sorry, guys, but women tend to, I believe, be real givers all the time to the kids, to their partners, to their work job. I mean, we still, even though we may be working today, we do the same thing at work. So we leave nothing for ourselves a lot of the time.
And we want to do all of those things.
Yes. Well,
perfectly. Like
yes,
so
perfectly.
Well. And we feel like somebody's always judging if we don't have the house perfect, this perfect.
Yeah.
The, you know?
No doubt. Yeah. And so then that is takes a toll after
it takes
a while.
A big toll.
So it's really difficult because guess who's last on my list?
You.
Yeah. And that's not good.
Right.
Because I will put myself back before I do something for someone else.
Yep.
And that's not real healthy.
Got to put the oxygen mask on yourself first.
True. This is true. Tell me about it after I get my to-do list done. Hand me the mask so I can get all
Let
the
me put that on the bottom of the to-do list.
But it's true. But the biggest challenge I think today, and this is going to sound really, is to learn how to love ourselves.
It is. It really is.
And I love some of the suggestions in here that they talk about. And also if it's something that, you know, you find yourself at the end of your rope and you're exhausted all the time, you're stressed out all the time, you're lashing out. When you start having those kinds of behaviors,
It
probably is a good time to get outside help.
Yes.
And there's no shame in that.
Oh my gosh, I'm such a big proponent of it. It is.
There's no shame in that.
Absolutely. I mean, we go to doctor for eye problems, like that. I'm a big proponent of mental health. They also in the article talk about what emotional coasting is. So it's kind of numbing out to life too. It's like not really feeling strong emotions because you are just on autopilot.
Well, we compartmentalize sometimes, I think.
Yes.
And then just shut down.
Which can be fine in the moment, but then you can't live that way long term.
No, if you're doing that all the time, it's going to catch up with you eventually, I believe.
Yep.
You were listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and talking to Kelly McLeod with Bella Magazine this morning. If you got a question about the magazine or anything to say about the topic we're talking about, and women and mental health and coasting through life, 850-437-1620. Feel free to text it in. All right. So, Kelly, what else have we got going in this? I love this whole premise of it, coasting through life.
Yeah, I like there's a section where psychotherapist Tamara Driscoll offers signs that you might be unintentionally coasting.
So what are some of those?
Some of these kind of hit me. You always are fine.
Uh-oh.
Hey, how you doing? Fine. I'm great. This is what I've been doing. You know, it's just, fine. Your emotions stay on mute. And like we said before, no big highs, no big lows. You're present, but at a distance.
Ooh, so you're there, but you're kind of checked out.
Exactly. You show up, you participate, but there's kind of a delay, a disconnect.
Or disconnect, yeah. Okay.
Don't you feel that we do that?
Yeah, I hate to admit it, but yes.
Yes. Meaningful connection feels like too much effort. I really feel that one. I had a rough year, and it's like sometimes I'm just trying to show up, but I just don't have the energy to really.
Well, and it depends, too, on what's happening in your personal life. I mean, some people, the demands are still there, even though we may be going through a personal crisis.
Exactly.
And that's especially hard.
And that's why sometimes it's, of course, we're going to be living like this. You know, sometimes it's okay. You just don't want to live in it forever.
Right. That's right.
You don't feel like yourself and you can't quite figure out why. So that curiosity again, why do I feel this way? What is going on?
Something's off.
You keep things surface level, even with yourself. We can lie to ourselves really well, can't we?
Yeah. It's just when you go to the store and then it is a size bigger.
You can't lie anymore. I feel that one too.
I was spring shopping recently and I went, oh gosh, no, I want to, I got to do something about it.
I know. And the last one, you feel more like an observer than a participant. So that's that you're detached.
Yeah, that disconnect. But that's pretty common. I mean, I think that's a real coping mechanism now.
Yep. But then we're just worn out because we're living like that. I think majority of us crave meaningful connection.
Absolutely.
It's just we're too tired and it's vulnerable and scary.
Well, the other thing too, Kelly, is that because I was thinking about this the other day, and I am so guilty of this, but let's just say for you and I, example, we know each other, we have mutual friends and family, and so I will go and I'll go on Facebook and say, look up Kelly, see what she's doing, you mm-hmm. know, or I'll see somebody, oh, they're doing this, that's nice, they just got back from a vacation on Europe, I wonder if they had a good time. Oh, they did have a good time, look at all these pictures. And then I don't call.
Right. We think we've connected.
I've connected with you, and you have no idea that I've connected with you.
Yeah.
So I ran into a friend recently. I said, I haven't heard from you in a long time. I said, oh, but I know what you're doing. I know all about this and this. And they looked at me funny like, yeah, but I haven't talked to you.
Yeah.
And I was like, golly.
And we all know what we curate and put on social media, yeah. not our real
No,
lives.
And most of it's not reality
yeah.
either.
I mean, yeah,
most
it's of just it's, the good highlights.
Yeah, the highlights, the good stuff. Yeah. yeah. So that's a downside too, because mm-hmm. then you can get depressed when you go there. Everybody else's life looks perfect.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
Yep.
You don't know what happened 5 minutes before that picture.
Yep. And you also feel like they're looking good doing all these things and having mm-hmm. fun and happy and active in the community. I should be doing more. And so then you start beating yourself up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there goes the cycle.
I have a good friend that says, don't compare your insides with other people's outsides.
Yes.
And I love that.
I like that.
Yeah. So I have to remember that one, too. So.
Yes.
Okay. So now we're exhausted.
I don't know. I can't talk anymore.
I can't talk anymore. We're going to take a break.
I'll get back to you later.
Exactly. Well, it's a great magazine, and that's what I love about Bella Magazine, and I'm not just saying this, but every month you come out and you have fashion items and you have all different kinds of things that are, I guess, typical to this time of year. You know, it'll be mm-hmm. something timely. It always is very timely.
Yep.
But you also take the time to put in articles like this
yep.
every single time.
That means a lot to us as a team to have good, meaningful content.
Yeah. I mean, it makes a difference. It's not just, as I say, frou-frou magazine.
Right.
There
right.
really is important content in here that could be helpful to someone.
Yep. Yep.
So I think that's
what
great.
We're here for. Okay. We have a lot of events going on this time of year. Have
I
you noticed
know.
That?
Yes. It's hard right. to talk about keeping track of everything.
It really is.
So what's
and again, we can't do them all, but
so
there's
what's
a lot
your
of good
calendar?
Stuff. So last night was the Gulf Coast Kids House Blue Gala.
I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah. It was really it. Good. It's the first year that we did that particular event and got great feedback. It was really good.
Uh-huh.
This weekend is the United Way. I think it's the Glitz and Glamour.
Uh-huh.
Glitz and Gallop Gala.
Yes, that's going to be this Saturday, 4 to 7.
Yeah, watch the Kentucky Derby live. So that sounds fun and different.
I think I'm going to may go to that one. It just sounds like so much fun, and you get to wear the hat and do the whole deal. For
do
the
you have the hat? Or are you
going to
no, go hat,
I'm gonna
hat
have
shopping?
To go hat shopping, I think. Because the hat that I have is a Georgia Bulldog hat. I don't think that's what they're looking for.
But you know what? You do you.
I don't know. I think sometimes you got to adjust. I'm not sure how well that would go over, however.
So tickets are still available
yes,
for that.
Yes.
And their website is uwwf.org.
Okay. So it's
United Way West Florida.
There you go.
Yep. .org. And then Sunday is Soundsite Splendor, which is always a great event.
Great event.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful event. And yep. who's the beneficiary from that one? I forgot.
That is Children Home Society.
That's right. Children's Home Society. And that's yep. out at Portofino, and it's always Portofino. Beautiful and have great food. And
yep.
It's very elegant. Everybody dresses up. It's very, very chic. Very chic.
Very. Wear your resort wear to yeah. Portofino.
In fact, your cover girl could go.
Oh, yeah. She's ready.
She's ready to go to the Soundsite Splendor, yep. I think, on yep. Sunday, which is great. So, okay. So and there's so many different things happening.
Well, there's your former organization, Pensacola Beach Art and Wine Festival.
That's coming up next weekend.
Next weekend.
The 10th, May 10th, Saturday. That'll be on the boardwalk. I just had Jessica on the show this week to talk about
it. Oh, good, good. It looks like they've got a lot going on.
Over 22 artists that are going to be there. They're going to have entertainment. They have... I'm trying to think of all the different things. It's like, it's just a fabulous event. And I think they're having, of course, wine will be available because it is an art and wine festival. But they're also doing sort of a interesting bourbon thing.
Oh.
They have a distillery
Fun.
Section now. So for someone who prefers to drink a little bit harder liquor, they're going to have other options there as well. So it's going to be a fun day.
I know a lot of people do enjoy the different bourbons. It's not my bag.
So, well, the nice thing is it is on Mother's Day weekend, because remember, Sunday
is mom can swill her bourbon.
Everybody remember Sunday, May 11th is Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you for telling me that.
But you can take your mom, take her out to the boardwalk and do some art shopping and get her, let her pick out a piece of artwork for a present.
Yes.
And then take her to dinner or something like that. You're going to make a whole day of it.
Oh, yay, moms.
See, so I think that works out really well.
Yep. I like
it. So that's a good thing. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure. All right. So what else have we got going on in the magazine?
We have a great profile of Belle Bear.
Oh,
you know,
perfect.
Majority of people know of Belle. But there's some interesting things in this story about her history that people may not know.
Mm-hmm.
But she does so much for this community. Very philanthropic, doesn't just give money. She gives a lot of time and effort.
Oh, she's a doer.
Yeah.
She's definitely a doer.
She really is.
And she and her family with the Bear, I guess, oh my God, his name just, Lewis Bear. I'm sorry. Lewis Bear. It did so much with his company and his sons have taken
they
on the hair.
To.
They continue to do that. And they support so many organizations and events and causes. It's amazing. But she in particular, she's just like the matriarch.
Yeah.
I mean, and she just represents so many positive things in Pensacola.
I agree. It's a great story. Just, I did not know she's from Selma, Alabama.
Really? Yeah. I did not know that either.
Yep.
Okay.
She attended the University of Arizona.
Okay, just shook my head.
Right? Like, there's some really, it's a neat story. It's a really good profile. I like that it just kind of goes into more history than people might know.
Right.
We appreciate her opening up and sharing that with us.
Oh, that's great. So that's a wonderful article to see.
Yeah.
Then you have Lupus Awareness Month.
Yeah.
That's like a whole nother show conversation.
Yeah, definitely. Because, those autoimmune conditions that.
Well, it's one of those things that I think is very misunderstood.
Yes.
And hard to diagnose.
Yep.
Because I have a couple of friends who have in later years been diagnosed with it and suffered from effects of it for many years, but didn't realize specifically what was the problem.
And it can become very debilitating, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So, great article to recognize the early signs of lupus so you can maybe get ahead of things.
And then one of my favorites, having been out on the beach, the Frisky Mermaid Dolphin Tour.
Oh, my gosh. I did not get to go on this. Almost the entire Bella team went, and they had so much fun.
Well, I love the Holcombs. They are the force behind it, and we have our mermaid. She's always dressing up as a Frisky Mermaid.
Right.
And they are just the best, and they have great boats, and you can take the whole family out, and they do dolphin cruises and Blue Angel cruises, and it's fantastic.
And they have an all-female crew, don't they?
Yeah. Well, the captain is male, but they do have some female, too. So they have a couple different people that steer the boat and run it and all that.
Good.
So.
Yeah, owned by a woman.
Mm-hmm. It's a great. I love those guys. They're the best.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, the team had so much fun. So we highly recommend get out and check that out.
Yep, for sure. And especially now because springtime, we have the baby dolphins out there.
Oh, yeah.
So that's really special. Plus, the weather's been fantastic. And they do out for the Blue Angel practices.
Which, that's always fun.
So you can go. It's nothing better than seeing the Blue Angels fly right over your head.
Yep, with dolphins playing in the water.
Yes.
Come on. I mean, how lucky are we?
It's incredible.
Aye.
It's incredible. It's great. All right, so we've got the Bella magazine had just came out with their May issue. So if you get a chance, where can we pick it up?
So it is getting delivered yesterday and today all over downtown, surrounding areas. Joe Patty, YMCA, our fabulous advertisers have it, like Beret, Lee Tracy, Bloutique. We hit Gulf Breeze, Jen's Designer Deals, the YMCA out there. Number of businesses on the boardwalk on the beach. So yeah, go to our Facebook page, Pensacola Bella, and we always list the where it's located.
Okay, so
but
you can do
we're
that.
We're getting them out there today.
Is there an online version too?
There is. BellaMagazine.com has all the individual articles, but then it also has that fun digital flip book that looks exactly like the physical magazine.
And those are kind of cool.
It is.
It's really kind of neat. But I personally, I like having the magazine in my hand.
Yeah.
I'm old school, and this is a beautiful, glossy magazine. It's heavy. It fits in your hand. I mean, you really feel like you're reading something. This is the perfect magazine to put in your bag as you head out to the beach.
Yeah.
So you can sit by the water. water.
Oh, read best this. Time of year for that.
See all the photos.
Yep.
It's great.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Kelly, for coming in. Kelly McLeod, publisher of Bella Magazine.
Thanks
Pick
for
up
having
your
me.
Copy today.
Enjoyed it as always.
Okay, sweetie. Thanks for being here. This is Pep Talk, Principal's Expert Panel with Meg, talking with our friend from Bella Magazine. Pick your copy up today.